And now stories relating to Norwich buildings and structures. These include progress in seeking to rebuild a hospital, a redevelopment of a shoe factory site, talking statues and a friendly visitor in the cathedral.
A £9 million revamp of a Norwich hospital has cleared a significant potential hurdle after council bosses said they would withdraw their flooding-related objection to the proposals. Health bosses have lodged plans which would see the transformation of the Norwich Community Hospital site off Beauthorpe Road in the west of the city. The existing building would be knocked down and replaced with a five-storey hospital alongside a new care home, care units and worker accommodation. However, Norfolk County Council, as the local flood authority, had lodged a holding objection to the proposal because of concerns over flooding at the site. Anglia Water had also written to the council raising its concerns and saying a drainage strategy was needed to prevent the unacceptable risk of flooding downstream. However, Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust commissioned further testing and modelling of the site, which seems to have satisfied the officers at County Hall. The County Council has signalled it will remove its objection, so long as certain conditions are attached, if the scheme does get approval from Norwich City Council. Norwich City Council's Planning Committee will make a decision in due course.
Developers behind the £80 million revamp of a Norwich shoe factory are to unveil new designs for a scheme they say will create hundreds of new jobs. Public consultation is about to start over the fine-tuning of plans for the future of the former St Mary's Works shoe factory. Norwich City Council granted outline planning permission for the redevelopment of the former Sexton, Son and Everard factory off Duke Street 12 months ago. The developers want to transform the former factory and nearby area to provide 151 homes, more than 46,000 square feet of office space, a hotel with a restaurant, a gallery, shops and 120 car parking spaces. Development company Our Place said more than 350 jobs would be created. And with outline planning permission agreed, they have been working up new design proposals for the scheme. A public consultation event has been organised so the developers can discuss their latest ideas and get feedback from the public about their proposals. A spokesman for Our Place said, "We have listened to the feedback from when we got the outline planning permission and are proposing to develop new plans in light of various conversations with the public and the council. We want people to come along to the consultation and have a look at what we are proposing. We'd love as many people to come along as possible because we believe that we are trying to do is something very different for the city." Flyers about the event are being distributed to homes in the area.
In the coming months, a derelict city site will be cleared to make way for a new development of 40 homes. But in years gone by, it was a bubbling centre of brewing, home to one of the many breweries that once supplied refreshment to the city. An historic recording conducted ahead of the site's demolition has lifted the lid on its brewing heritage, while also revealing how it was ravaged by war during the Baedeker raids in 1942. The report, carried out by One Planning Limited, delves deep into the history of the 0.4 hectare site off Oak Street in Norwich, reflecting on its time as a brewery and a maltings. It says the earliest known use of the site was as the base of St Martin's Brewery, along with a residential yard link to the Buck Pub, which dates back to at least 1783. The report goes on to explain that large parts of the site were damaged during the Second World War on April 27, 1942, when it was struck during air raids, with several of the buildings subsequently demolished. The site will be demolished in due course, with Norwich City Council having granted permission for 40 homes to be built back in July.
He has been known to gatecrash cathedral events, make his presence known during morning prayer, and even invite himself into the Dean's home. But despite his sometimes mischievous behaviour, he has firmly become part of the Norwich Cathedral family. Budge the cat first wandered into Norwich Cathedral during the 2018 Good Friday service, with members of the clergy surprised to see a four-legged friend joining them. Since then, Budge, whose owners live in Cathedral Close, has been spotted sleeping in the nativity scene and the pews, and has even been provided with his very own bed in the Verger's office. Jane Hedges, Dean of Norwich Cathedral, said, "I think the first time Budge came in and started making himself at home was during the Good Friday service, which is obviously a very solemn day in the church year. We were just about to start when one of the vergers said, 'There is a cat in here.' We took him outside, but he kept on coming back in." The Dean added that since his first appearance, Budge has been back almost every day and has become a firm favourite with cathedral staff, visitors and members of the congregation alike. Like many 21st century cats, Budge can be found on Twitter and may soon star in his own book. The Dean said, "We have been thinking about a storybook because he gets into lots of different places."
A pair of iconic statues in Norwich will be given voices for the first time thanks to a county-wide competition. The contest challenged wordsmiths to pen short monologues for Snap the Dragon at the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell and for the missing statue at the Church of St John Maddermarket as part of the citywide art project Talking Statues. Amelia Platt, aged 16, from Lichmond School, wowed judges with her entry for Snap the Dragon and scooped the under-18s prize. Judge Jenny Keynes, from the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell, said the teenager's story immediately stood out from the pack. She said, "It cleverly wove the preoccupations of the past in Norwich with a very modern fable. Snap represents all that's good about our fine city, its beauty, heritage and welcoming vibe." Amelia will attend a special event to launch the Dragon's New Voice, held at the Museum of Norwich on Bridewell Alley at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February the 16th. Actor Tom Carver wrote the winning entry for the missing statue and said writing a female voice was a novel experience. The Crude Apache Theatre Company member said, "I wanted essentially to make her both human and local, while perhaps representing women everywhere." The missing statue, located on an empty plinth in the Church of St John Maddermarket, Pottergate, will speak for the first time at 12:45 p.m. on Saturday, February the 16th. The new talking statues join eight others in the city, with Stephen Fry and Olivia Colman among the lineup of actors who recorded voiceovers to bring the art to life. The new additions to the trail are the result of a county-wide competition organised by Creative Nation and the National Centre for Writing, with support from Arts Council England.